Dr. Mork, I'm just wondering, are there reasons we overwork, or are there temperaments that tend to overwork a lot?
I mean, they might be an Enneagram 3, or they might be acculturated or conditioned from family of origin, that this is where their value resides. It might be they are working and working and working to escape something else that they don't really want to confront. There's a lot of reasons why somebody might go.
Gotcha.
And so there's no one simple answer, but if you are that person, you might want to sit for a second and ask yourself, what am I running towards, or what am I running from? If you're running towards something, that's great. If you're running from something, you may need to get that looked at.
Yeah, running away as a way to overwork.
Oh, yeah, that hits. And then we're just wondering, Dr. Mork, are there some ways that we can kind of model this for our kiddos?
Oh, I think that's such a great question, and I'm glad that you asked it, because I think that modeling it, showing them that this is a priority, that it's not selfish, it's just part of, you know, it's important that we sleep, and it's important that we eat nutrient-dense foods, and it's important that we exercise. You know, we're modeling those really healthy behaviors for them, I hope. But this time of rest and this time of away is also, you know, to say, you know what, I'm pretty tired. I think I'm going to go to bed early, or I'm pretty wiped out. I worked really hard today, and so I think I'm just going to, you know, settle in and do this one thing that I really enjoy. And if you need me, if you're vomiting, bleeding, or there's death involved, come interrupt me. But otherwise, you know. And so just setting those boundaries and showing them that this is healthy behavior allows them to then set their own limits of, okay, I'm feeling pretty tired now. I think I need to, you know, play a game or, yeah, play with my Play-Doh.
How do you learn to say no?
I have learned, and this has been a hard lesson, is to say no without any excuses. Because when you give reasons and excuses, it sounds like you're trying to get out of it. And the thing is that maybe you are, and maybe there's really legit reasons. But I usually will now say, I am so grateful that you thought of me. I'm flattered. I just can't see how I can do that right now. Or thank you for asking, but I'm going to decline. And then just decline. And understand that if you say yes to it, you are robbing somebody else of the opportunity to do it. And this might be exactly in their wheelhouse. You know, if somebody asks me to teach fifth grade Sunday school, I could. Should I? No. I could. And I think that's a big difference there between should and could. We constantly are telling ourselves, I should do this, I should say yes, I should accept, I should. That there's shame involved in the word should. We're telling ourselves we have to, and even though we don't want to, but instead say, I could do that. Do I want to? Is this really going to benefit me? Is it going to enhance my life, my quality of life? Is this going to bring me closer to Jesus, to my spouse, to my children? You know, so I have to ask those questions. And if it doesn't pass that little test of, is this going to be bring me closer to Jesus, my spouse, or my children, I might have to say no so that somebody else can, because this is what lights them up. They have been so eager to teach fifth grade Sunday school and just have not been asked, because you and I have been saying yes to everything. So there is someone. There are so many solutions. We don't have to be the only solution all the time.